God bless everyone. God bless everyone. This is Apostle Allison J. Cross of Fire and Rain Ministries, and I am so excited to be back with you guys today. It's been a while since I've been on, had the radio show broadcasting, but I just want to give you some little bit of information about what we have going on now. You can follow us on iTunes, on any, just about any podcast platform. We're on iHeartRadio, iTunes, as well as Amazon Podcast. And today, we're going to be talking about Eli and his wicked sons. And I've been doing a study on this for quite some time, but it just came back to me, you know, last night, as to just go back in and talk about what happens when the overseer is not overseeing correctly. I'm going to say that again. What happens when the overseer is not overseeing correctly? Many times people get into the habit of pleasing people more than pleasing God. And this is what happened, I think partially what happened with Eli and his sons. Now, we know that Eli was old. He was up in years. His sight was dim. But that didn't, that shouldn't have stopped him from bringing correction to his sons. And let's look at some of the, one of the things that his sons did that was just totally out of order. And let me get to the book of Samuel. If you want to go to, let's see, 1 Samuel. I should have had my scripture up. I did have it up at one point, 1 second. Okay, 1 Samuel chapter 2. And go there, please. Let me give you a moment to get there. And this was happening after, you know, Hannah prayed and asked for a son. She wanted Samuel, you know, she wanted a son. She didn't have any children. She was in a soul travail. I mean, she was just really upset. And just give me a little background of what was going on at that time. And at that time, you know, God had blessed her to have a son. She lent the son to the Lord, as we see in the scripture in 1 Samuel. And Samuel went to go live with Eli. And, you know, before that happened, it was really interesting. Something happened in the scripture, or it was said in the scripture, that when Hannah was praying, she was praying and her mouth was moving and she looked like she was in anguish. And Eli had mistaken her for being a drunk woman. And she said, "No, my Lord, I'm not drunk," you know. And then he prayed for her. Of course, she conceived. And Samuel was born, and then Samuel came to live with Eli and his son Hophni and Phinehas. And then all of this stuff was going on. And one of the first things that I want to talk about that was going on is they were Eli's sons. They were called, in the Bible, it calls them wicked sons of Belial. Now, that means Belial, wicked sons of Belial means ruthless, lawless, reckless. And this is what was said about them. And they were priests. They were supposed to be priests in the temple doing what God had called them to do. But they were sleeping with the women. Their name was out there all over the place. Their father, Eli, the priest, did not discipline them. He didn't bring correction to them. He gave them a slap on the hand. And one of the things that I want to read in 1 Samuel chapter 2, go to verse, let's start at verse 12. It says, "Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord." Now, check this out. The Bible says that they were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. How important is it to have people in spiritual positions that are spiritual? In other words, people in position that are influencing God's people, ministering to God's people that are really called of God, not just somebody that's put there to fill a spot. I would rather have an empty spot in the ministry, in the church, rather than fill it with somebody that's going to be referred to as wicked, evil sons of Belial or daughters of Belial. Because what they were doing was just totally out of order. They were not doing things according to the will of God. They were doing things according to their flesh. They were sleeping with the women. They were robbing God. And let's go on and see what it says. It says, "And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came while the flesh was seething with a flesh hook, of three teeth in his hand, and he struck it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot, and all that the flesh had brought up the priest took for himself. So they did in Shiloh until all the Israelites came thither. Also, before they burnt the fat, the priest's servant came. Now, these were the servants of Hophni and Phinehas. They came, okay, and said to the man that sacrificed, give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden flesh of thee, but raw. And if any man said unto him, let us not fail to burn the fat presently, and then take as much as thy soul desires, he would answer him, nay, but thou shalt give it to me now, and if not, I will take it by force. Now, here we have, the priests didn't do their own dirty work. They sent their servants to go and strong arm the people out of the offering that they were presenting to God. And they said, if you don't give it to me, I'm going to take it from you. Now, how crazy is that? How just totally off is that? I'm doing a sacrifice unto the Lord. I'm going to sacrifice to the Lord, but you're going to come in and you're going to take it. You're going to first say, if you don't give it to me, I'm taking it. Out of order. And it goes on to say, wherefore the sin of the young men were great, very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. Now, let's look at that. It said that they came, they took it by force, and it caused men to abhor the offering of the Lord. People begin to not want to give offering to the Lord because of what the priests were doing. They were strong arming the people out of what belonged to God. And sometimes I wonder, could that be where that whole thing came from, where people hate giving? Could it be? Let's move on. We got about 4 minutes, and I'm going to be doing about a 10-minute snippet every couple of days a week so that we can get more into the word here. We're going to be in Samuel for a little bit. So, you know, I wonder is that where that came from? You know, the priest of Belial not wanting to give to the Lord. Now, when you look at, let's look at Eli's name. Eli means the offering or the lifting up or going up. Hophni's name means he that covers my fist or fighter. Phinehas' names mean a bold countenance or brazen mouth. And the one thing that's really, really sad about this whole thing is Eli's low lack of spiritual insight. When he sat on that seat that the Lord put him in as a priest, think about it. He was talking to Hannah and saying, you drunk. Why are you in here drunk? I'm just paraphrasing. But he couldn't even put his own sons in check. He couldn't put him in check. And though their sons were priests at God's altar, they were sons of Belial. They didn't know the Lord in 1 Samuel 2:12. And Belial, again, Belial means lawless, wicked, reckless, and worthless. So Hophni and Phinehas were sons of lawlessness and sons of recklessness, and they literally lived out what that said. Literally lived out what that said because they were, you know, they were lawless, they were reckless, they were sons of the devil, who was also the lawless and reckless one. And they were literally true to their interpreted names. Now, when you look at their sons, if you look at, we'll go back and just do a quick synopsis in 1 Samuel 2:2-17, it shows how the people came to sacrifice at Shiloh, and they took their offering. They begin to hate giving to the Lord. They despise the atonement because of the way that Eli's sons behaved, and he didn't bring correction. And it goes on to say that their sin was very great before the Lord. They were also called immoral. 1 Samuel 2:22. So what does that mean? As the women who assembled at the tabernacle came, these quote-unquote priestly sons would become involved with some of them in acts of immorality. So when you look at that, a corrupted, immoral priesthood, yes, it was. It was corrupt and it was immoral. And even though they were wearing the linen ephod and priestly robes, which is actually significant of righteousness, purity, and holiness, they were far removed from it. They were not living what they looked like. I'm going to leave it right there today. And what I want to leave with you is, are you living what you look like? Are you truly, truly living what you look like? is it all dressed up on the outside, but on the inside, it's immoral, it's sacrilegious, it's all type of stuff going on behind the scenes. And God wants to deliver you from that today. He wants to heal you from the inside out. Are you tired of looking one way on the outside, like you got everything together, but on the inside you're hurting, you're wounded, and you need help? Many people do it every day. Leaders do it all the time. But thank God for those that are standing up strong and saying, God, clean me up from the inside out and help me be the man or woman of God that you've called me to be, so I will no longer look the part, but I'll be the part. I'll live the part. And that's living your life hidden in Jesus. Well, I got to wrap this up right now, but I'll be back tomorrow with another 15 minutes of we're going to continue to talk about Samuel and what went on. But you can reach me at AllisonJCross@gmail.com. That's AllisonJCross@gmail.com. And if you have any questions, feel free to call. You can call in on this show. The guest call in is 515-605-9344. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you again tomorrow.